Dear Ollie, I'm not a bad dog, but I do what all dogs do. I look for food, and that is a consuming passion for me. My family nicknamed me Foodie, whatever that means. One of my favorite tricks is to tear into the pockets of my male pet parents' plaid wool shirts and find treats. He gets mad because his shirt pockets are ruined, but chewing holes in his pocket is a delightful trick. If he forgets about the holes, the treats he stashes there tumble to the floor, and guess who's positioned to retrieve every one? It's me. My other pet parent, the lady of the house, is on another diet, so she hides food, and I know it. One day last week, she came home from Chicago with something delicious in her handbag. I sniffed around, and much to my glee, I found a huge chocolate chip cookie wrapped in a blue paper napkin with just one bite taken. Well, you know the rest of the story. That cookie is history. I ate it. Well, when she saw the pieces of the blue napkin shredded all over the kitchen, she was really upset. I think it's because she didn't get to eat the cookie herself. She put me in my crate, and I'm still there. Help. Kennedy, the Boston Bull Terrier from Wanata. Well, Victoria, I am a pet owner. I've got a cat. While she doesn't get into chocolate chip cookies, she does really love the garden. The birds, the squirrels, the bunny rabbits, but also the flowers that she probably shouldn't be getting into. And we'll find out some more about that as Ollie informs us as to not only the chocolate chips that could be lethal to a pet, but some of the things that are around our backyards.
Yeah, Ollie has been told by his pet parents what he can and cannot eat. And he will answer that in the letter. But I do want to mention that frogs, though they may look cute, are also pretty toxic to an animal if they grab them. Dear Kennedy, really? You ate the whole chocolate chip cookie? You are a great big fat foodie, whatever that means. Chocolate's very bad and could be lethal to a pet. If you ate a big cookie and there are lots of chips in it, there could be a toxic reaction that might include symptoms of lethargy, vomiting, changes in appetite, or soft stools. You, Kennedy, are plopped in your crate not for eating the cookie, but for more observation. When you get out of the crate, remember with the warm weather comes danger in your backyard kingdom. Besides the chocolate chip cookies, the ASPCA, which is the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, published information in their spring newsletter requiring pet owners to pay close attention to what's in that garden. For instance, Kennedy, toxic plants could include the sago palm, the rhododendron, the azalea, mushrooms, lily of the valley, oleander, rosebay, foxglove, and calancho. Wow, you're not going to have a lot of fun out in your garden, are you? In addition to the plants, pet parents need to be watchful when applying fertilizer, cocoa mulch, insecticides, snail bait, fly bait, mole or gopher bait, and most forms of rat poison. If your pet parent has a compost pile, be careful of diving in and chewing coffee grounds, moldy foods, grapes, or raisins. This stuff not only tastes yucky, it's bad for you. For anybody who's listening today, if you suspect your pet has eaten a toxic substance, contact your veterinarian or the North Central Veterinary Emergency Center or the ASPCA. They have a 24-hour poison hotline. Advice from this hotline may incur a charge to fund the service, but it'll be worth it if you can save your pet. Stick to your own diet, Kennedy, and remember that chocolate chips taste delicious but are toxic, and they put on weight for humans. Enjoy the summer. Ollie, your friend in fur, and remember, love is a four-legged word.